Some traditional owners have already negotiated their own settlement agreements with the states. In central Victoria, an historic deal in 2013 has paved the way for practical benefits for local Indigenous people. 3 years on, Claire Slattery reports from Bendigo.
The traditional owners call it upside down country. The legacy of gold mining is everywhere in the box ironbark forests just north of Bendigo. But the local Indigenous people, the Dja Wurrung, are hoping to bring the bush back to good health.
So what we're looking at today is a traditional burn. Like, as you look at the ground, you can see a lot of different types of, like, it's burnt here, not burnt there, it's real patchy.
It's the first time these types of burns have taken place in Victoria in 160 years. The practice is both cultural and practical. Fire authorities have hired Indigenous staff to incorporate mosaic burning into the state's existing fuel reduction strategy. Michael Burke is a Dja Wurrung man who works with the Department of Environment, Water, Land and Planning.
For me, it's amazing, you know, like, because, like, I love working in the bush, like going to bush on my own time, you know. So being out here working on country, especially grandfather's country that's been managed for thousands of years by my people, and just finally getting that chance to come back on country and look after it, it's pretty healing, really.
The burns are being trialled under an historic settlement agreement struck with the Victorian government in 2013. The deal recognises the Dja Wurrung as the traditional owners of the land in central Victoria. Rodney Carter is chair of the Dja Wurrung clan's Aboriginal corporation.
There's a whole lot of opportunity of commercial engagement, policy development, planning, improvement ecologically to the environment, greater employment.
Even though it hasn't always been perfect, Rodney Carter says it has provided many benefits for Aboriginal people.
We needed to be visionary and see this as an opportunity to move forward. If we chose to, we could still be negotiating with the state on what the terms and conditions of this agreement would be, but we wouldn't have the fantastic outcomes we've achieved in the last 3 years. So I think we've made the right decision. I just hope that our grandchildren, they don't judge us too harshly on the decisions that we make today, because we do it with good intent for everyone in the future.
Rodney Carter, the chairman of the Dja Wurrung clan's Aboriginal corporation, ending that report by Claire Slattery.